Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good buddy Chuck Martin back on the show. Chuck is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the CEO of Mobile Futures Institute. He is the author of a number of books that I've been telling you about for years now. And his new book is called The Third Screen. It's all about the mobile. It's all about mobile. You heard me call it Global Mobile. And you've heard me say it's your future. Well, Chuck wrote the book on that, and he's taught us more than anybody, and he's here with some more information about this very important topic, mobile computing, access to the Internet over a mobile device, and he's our good friend. Chuck Martin, welcome back.
Hey, good to be here, Jim. How are you?
Great. Hey, Chuck, I heard a stat this week. There are 4 billion. 25 years ago, there were no cell phones. Today, there are 4 billion in operation, and a fourth of those are smartphones. A billion smartphones in the world.
That's true. Well, it's hitting a billion just now, but there are actually more than 5 billion phones, which we chronicled in The Third Screen, my last book, and there are now more than 6 billion mobile subscriptions.
So it
doesn't mean that every person has more than one phone.
No, because see, we have laptops, and each one of our laptops have a mobile subscription. So it could include that, or a tablet, or something like that, right?
These are mobile phone subscriptions.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yes, not just devices. And tablets, we're up at 20% of people, or 19% of people in the U.S. have a tablet.
Right.
So we're moving to migrating away from the tethered consumer, the tied to a PC somewhere, and becoming totally mobile. Now, most people with tablets, by the way, do not have a wireless service. They're just using Wi-Fi, so they're not using a cell service with their tablets. They're using them.
If you travel with a tablet, you need the Wi-Fi. You need the 3G, 4G too, though. I mean, I have an iPad. My wife has an iPad. We both have Wi-Fi and 3G.
Well, some people like you should have all that stuff.
Yeah.
Just like I have multiple phones, because it's the way we live, it's what we're doing all the time. Not everybody has that wired.
That's exactly right. Now, some people don't have to have it. But the main thing, one of the things that I've been telling people, Chuck, is that in the work that I'm doing on the age of the customer, where how the age of the customer is taking over and overriding, subducting, basically, the age of the seller, that everything that we did in the age of the seller prior to the Internet, there's a corresponding activity in the age of the customer. It just looks different. But there's one thing about the age of the customer that wasn't part of the age of the seller, didn't exist. There's no comparable thing in the older age, and that is mobile. It's brand new, and way too many businesses, large and small, are not prepared for this revolution.
That's right. They were sort of slow, small businesses especially, for obvious reasons. They were relatively slow getting online on the Internet, moving their business online, and now they're all online. At that time, not everybody had access to the Internet. The Internet was the commercial web was a relatively new thing. So people had to get a browser, they had to get it on their computer, and it was really sort of growth at one person at a time. With mobile, the network is already in place.
So
we have everybody already wired on the net. And what we're doing is we're plugging mobile, which is why it's so fast in terms of something happening and just rapidly expanding on even a global basis, literally overnight.
Exactly.
Because it can.
And there are people who are connecting to the Internet for the first time on a mobile device who never owned a computer and never will own a computer.
Oh, there are many people. If you look outside the U.S., and in my next book, which will be out in May, by the way, which I've finished, and it's now in print production. But that we talked about countries where banking, people have never had banking because right. they didn't have access to a computer or a physical bank. They're now actually banking using mobile phones. So yeah. we're changing what people actually do in their life because of access through mobile.
And some of these are not. And so if you're a small business owner and you don't have a mobile and you don't have a smartphone, you don't know what your customer expectations are of you. And you are every day you're failing. If you don't have a mobile site, you're failing the moment of relevance. We come back after these messages. Chuck's got some research on how the impact of mobile on consumers and, you know, like your customers. And he's going to share it with us after these messages. 20 till. Here's CCR to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.